Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part three of my three-part exclusive interview with Dr. Richard Ruling, as we've been discussing this COVID-19 pandemic, how it relates to Bible prophecy, possible government cover-ups and all that, and we are going to dive deep into that subject today. We're going to start off by talking how this impacts Israel and some signs in Israel that you need to be looking for in the coming weeks that indicates that everything we're talking about is true. But then we're going to get into some details that you need to hear that this may not have just been an accident. All right, I'll just leave it at that because I don't want to have to rehash everything as we go through the interview. But you need to pay attention to this episode. Out of all three, if you missed any of them, go back and listen to them. But this one is massively important. Now, we're going to jump right back into the interview as we're talking about Israel and signs in the Bible. With the nations surrounding Israel, that means Israel has done something that upset everybody. And with... you know, you mentioned that, you know, any good Jew is going to resist this vaccination stuff. And do you think it's possible that, you know, Israel said, we're not taking any vaccinations, we're not doing it. And then the world organization says, oh, you will take it, or we're coming in to take over the country because we're not having this. And it could be something like that.
I'm seeing what you're happening as God's people will say that, not the nation of Israel per se. In fact, I think they, some of them are already adopting vaccines or vaccinations. So I think what's over there now is going to get clean house driven out of there. Oh, I failed to mention this. I'm glad that you brought this up. I'm seeing that at Passover time there will be a huge event of surrounding Jerusalem, but we, giving a biblical message, let me back up and say that in 1844, William Miller, a Baptist preacher, proclaimed, and about 50,000 followers, gave two messages, time of judgment on this country. They thought they were going to be raptured to heaven, the bridegroom comes. Those were the two messages. Bridegroom comes. And a time of judgment. It's the first angel's message in Revelation 14, verse 7. Fear God, give glory to him, the time of his judgment. The Greek word for judgment is crisis, spelled with a K, but a crisis for this country too, around the world, actually. A world crisis will be coming as a result of this earthquake that I believe comes... when you see... let me back up. When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies... I think it's a signal for us to give those messages of impending judgment because of an earthquake, and the bridegroom comes not as a snatch to heaven, but as an opportunity for a covenant relationship. And the covenant really is about that land, the promised land over there, and the fact that God is going to gather us. And it says in Jeremiah 30, verse 3, I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah. Verse 11 says, I'm with you to save you, though I make a full end of all other nations. Well, I don't want to be here when the full end is made.
Amen.
And verse 20, and the last phrase of that chapter says, of the latter day you'll consider it. And the next verse, Jeremiah 31, which is the new covenant promise, it starts at the same time. Verse 8 says, I'll bring them from the north country, which was Babylon, gather them from the coast, the lame, the blind, the woman with child. In other words, even if you're crippled, you can go if you want to, okay? Somehow God is going to do that. And it says, your children will come again to their own border. They'll bring you from the land of the enemy. Well, this is the land of the enemy by definition, if you want to. And the new covenant is he's going to write his law in our hearts. And my point, Brother Robert, is that we have to have that if we want to go to heaven. You know, lots of Protestants think, I'm snatched out of here anytime. Well, they're blind. They don't know what's in their heart. Israel didn't know, and God took them to the wilderness to find out, and it wasn't good. You know, they worshiped the calf 40 days after they said God, you know, and made a covenant.
Yeah.
And so not good, and God is going to give us a chance, and through a seven-year period when we make a covenant with him, if we're faithful like Jacob, he made a covenant to marry Rachel, and he was faithful, and at the end the marriage was consummated. And at the end of our 7 years, we will get taken to heaven, you know, that's and eat the wedding cake there, but it's not about cake now, you know. Amen. And so I'm seeing Amen. That we got to, but the point is that there are two big events. Jerusalem compassed with armies, we give the message, time of judgment, bridegroom coming, and a month later at second Passover, and this is the point of all of Christ's clues, as the days of Noah, the flood came with Passover timing, but second spring month. And we don't think about that. We say, oh, nobody knows the day or hour. But he says, but it's as the days of Noah. And if it's as the days of Noah, it's second Passover a month later. Why? Because that was a provision also for two things, really. But in the wedding parable, when Christ ended the wedding parable of five women missed the wedding, he says, watch, you don't understand, because the kingdom of heaven's like a man traveling to a far country. We think, well, he's just changing the subject. He's going to give that last parable about the talents, when he gave out the talents and they made the trip. No, there is a Israelites could not travel in the winter, and they in the spring, if they took a long trip, they couldn't get back for Passover. They were to keep Passover the second month, a month later. They were not excused. Passover meant judgment, and they weren't excused from judgment. They had to keep it a month later. And that's how he ended the parables. So if you look at those last seven parables, even the first one is the fig tree when summer is nigh. Well, summer is not nigh in April, but it is nigh in May, the second Passover time. And as the days of Noah, it was the second month. And the next parable begins, then shall two be in the field. Then means same time, like the flood, okay? The previous one was the flood, second Passover. So all those are tied together. The wicked servant, the evil servant that begins to smite his fellow servants, then it's like 10 virgins, and the 10 virgins is like a man traveling to a far country. Hello, you know, the long journey. You know, Christ is the master who took the long journey. He will return in harmony with his law. He said his law is in effect till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle will pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
Amen.
Some Protestants think he fulfilled all the law. Well, he fulfilled the animal sacrifice of the law, but we're not free to lie, kill, cheat, steal, commit adultery. It's a good law till heaven and earth pass. And but the sacrificial part, we don't need to kill lambs, you know. And he, in place of the lamb on Passover, he gave the Lord's Supper, the communion, and I believe we should do that at second Passover. I do it, 2 weeks after you see the new thin crescent in the western sky, I believe have communion and watch and pray. And if we're, because watching, the Greek word means Gregorio, be awake, and we can't be awake every night. It would be a health principle for Christ to ask us to do that. But once Passover, once a year, we can do it. So I've discovered that, number one, I'm like the disciples. I fall asleep and go. So I'm not watching if I just try to pray. But I find that if I take the Gospels, or I have a book on Christ's life, and if you read the closing scenes, how he had the Last Supper, how he sweat blood in Gethsemane, how he went to Ananias, and actually the different trials before the high priest and then before Pilate.
Six trials. Yep.
Yeah, this is eating the lamb spiritually. In other words, eat the lamb. Have Passover in a spiritual sense. Read it and pray between each chapter, and you'll be blessed, and you can stay awake that way. And blessed is that servant whom his Lord finds watching when he comes and knocks. He will gird himself, make him sit down to eat, and serve him. Well, that's what he did at Passover. So these clues fit Passover, the imagery at that time. And I believe if we're doing that when the earthquake hits, the knock, by the way, is the earthquake, because Christ, there are only two places in the New Testament where Christ knocks. It's Luke 12:36, the wedding parable, and Revelation 3:20. Every evangelical knows that, but they don't know that city where he knocked, that lukewarm city that kept him outside knocking, ended in an earthquake. And so it's serious, you know, and I believe the earthquake will come at that time. And if we're watching, praying, seeking him, we can enter a wedding agreement with him by covenant. And I'm seeing that Bible covenants were linked to sevens. When Abraham made a covenant with Abimelech over the well. He gave him seven ewe lambs,
yeah.
And God gave Israel seven holy convocations. There were an annual Sabbath, basically. Passover is one of them, you know, and Pentecost is one, and Rosh Hashanah is one, Yom Kippur is one, Feast of Tabernacles is one. Actually, there's one at each end of the week, and the same with Passover. The first day and the last day of Passover is a holy convocation. They did, which means meeting. They met together. And so I'm seeing that as future for us. People think, oh, Christ fulfilled all those. We don't need to do them. Well, the first day was a holy convocation, and Christ was dead in the grave on the first day of Passover. He couldn't convocate with anybody. It was not fulfilled, in my opinion. He was dead in the grave, no convocation on the first day of Passover. So I'd say we need to do it. I was taught years ago that there'll be one of these years when things will just fit all those appointed times. We don't set times. God set them, and they were set before the foundation of the world. In Genesis 1:14, Moed appointed times when God made the sun and moon. They marked those times.
Amen.
So anyway.
Well, Dr. Rulli, you shared a video with me to watch that talked about the New World Order, and it's concerning, to say the least. And this organization has a detailed plan of using the COVID-19 crisis to further the one world government, and it was so detailed, with so many interconnected parts on the video. I think her name was Celeste Solemn, I think is who made the video, and said each point on that graphic, and she's on their website. I mean, she's clicking through on their website. It went 200 layers deep. The website's called COVID Action Platform or something like that. But if you really start to look at it in the natural, that's a scary supposition. I mean, there is no way any organization could detail the responses necessary for this new virus that just suddenly came on the world in just a matter of weeks. I mean, the premise was that this pandemic was simply part of a much larger one-world government plan that's been decades in the making. This means this entire pandemic is part of a larger conspiracy theory. What is your take on that video and all that?
Well, I would urge people that are listening on this podcast to not take my words for it, but to see it themselves. And I have it on my website on Health, Happiness, Destiny, in the middle column, just a little over halfway down. I say the wording for this paragraph is, excuse me, this second link is another genius, Dr. Shiva, with a good info on health, but he exposes the big money and geopolitical stuff. He is very good and eloquent. And then I said, and this is supported by this woman risking her life to share this testimony, and the link to Celeste right there. It doesn't say Celeste. So if they will click on that, they get to see the same video you saw and that I saw. And it is mind-boggling. Yes, I agree. No one person could put all of that together. It is a conspiracy. You know, they use that word to sneer at us and say, you don't want to be so stupid as to believe in a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the Reader's if you Google conspiracy theory, the Reader's Digest has an article on a dozen conspiracy theories that have proven true that the government was behind. And yes, the CIA and FEMA and all this is coming to us for decades, and they've put it together. And there's no Celeste did not make this up, not at all. It's impending, and yes, the vaccinations are part of it. And I don't want to get marked in my right hand or anywhere else, right arm, etc.
Amen. And like I said, it is so detailed. I mean, each one of those, you know, the diagram, and folks, I can't describe it to you. You have to go check it out. But every time she clicked on it, another spiral opened up. And she said this thing goes 200, layers deep.
Yeah.
And it is so detailed. There's no way even a government agency couldn't put this together in a matter of a month. Not in that much detail.
No, it's been decades coming. But hey, I want to say one more thing, and that is, if you Google the word forgetting curve, 24 hours from now, people listening to this will only know half of it. And at the end of the week, they will only know 10%. In other words, we forget. There's so much going on. We just have focus of attention. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the third column of my website, healthhappinessdestiny.com has a book. And if you will get the book and read it and click the links and share it, get in the progress. You know, it's not about keep it to yourself. It's about right. Be brave. Unfurl the flag. This is where I'm going, and God has answers to us for it, and it's not being vaccinated by something that's going to kill you, probably.
Folks, we have never in my lifetime experienced anything, something as dramatic or drastic as this COVID-19 crisis. Prior to now, 9/11 was our major event, but the government did not shut people up inside their homes and shut down businesses nationwide, basically destroying the economy of the United States. They didn't shut up the churches and forbid people to worship. Folks, this is just the beginning. Scripture is very clear that this is just the beginning of sorrows. And believe me, once the government gets through this crisis and they go back and look at what happened and everything that they did, and they realize that they can actually stop the citizens of the United States from freedom to assemble and freedom to worship just by declaring a national emergency, well, you get the idea. Prophecy is being fulfilled right now, and many people don't even realize it. Now, go down to the links in the show notes and go to Dr. Ruling's websites. He's been on our program several times over the last few years discussing prophetic events. Today, he's opening up the links to his website so you can stay informed. Go to the links in the show notes, make yourself familiar with all of the available information he's put together for you on those websites. Matter of fact, order one or two of his books. Be a source of inspiration and encouragement and information to others instead of just repeating the same information being shared by the government through their media outlets. Click on those links today. As we get ready to wrap all this up, what should believers be looking for right now? I mean, something to give us, you know, a hey, heads up, get ready, you know, type moment.
Well, I would say the headlines. I'm going to put another link on this website. Today, just today, it said the Constitution is suspended and we're heading into martial law, New World Order. I'm going to put the link up at the top of this second column again so that people can get it. And I mean, that's huge. I mean, yeah. I even got an email from a missionary in India today saying that she saw the news is the Constitution is suspended. She says, this is very serious. Well, yes, it is. And heads up, people, it's coming.
Wow.
I don't know whether we're going to get, we may get out of this temporarily, but the deep state is those alligators around Trump are worse than he can deal with. And ultimately, he will take care of Iran for them. They want Iran out of there. And after that, the great horn breaks. By the way, animal horns were used to make trumpets in Bible times. They blew through the horn. Trump is a great trumpet. The horn that gets broken on the goat in Revelation 8, I'm sorry, Daniel 8:8. The goat becomes great, but the horn gets broken.
Yeah, and, I mean, you can see, I'm just going to throw this out there as a thought. It just came to me.
Okay.
How, you know, he defeated the first impeachment attempt. But right now, the House is already talking about investigating his response to this COVID-19 crisis and all that. And it could be, even if he gets reelected, that, you know, a year and a half, which would put us in, what, 2022?
Yeah. I believe he will get reelected. He has to fulfill that God-appointed role in Daniel 8. He is the great horn or trumpet, Trump. Okay,
yep. But I'm saying about halfway through his next next 4-year term, you know, the impeachment is over. They broke the horn.
Yeah, the horn gets broken, which I believe really represents him. Mm-hmm. But and I believe that we will go under New World Order, and he may be assassinated. You know, the horn originally in the first application, Alexander the Great was the great horn on Grecia, and he died prematurely.
Yeah.
And I think Trump may die prematurely after he does his role to neutralize Iran. Mm.
Wow. Wow. Those are some things to watch for sure. Golly.
Yeah.
Dr. Ruling, as always, you give us so much to think about. And I want to have you back on the program again in a couple weeks so we can see what else has transpired between our conversations and what the future looks like moving forward. Because, you know, this is serious business. If someone wanted to get in touch with you right now to ask a question, look around on your websites, you know, how can they do that? Give us your contact information.
Well, I do seek, it's nice like this, I appreciate you, and, you know, media page on my website, Health, Happiness, and Destiny, does have contact information. And I also, by the way, have my own protocol for the flu on it's the blog link. So they can click the blanks and see what I would do, and they can do the same thing. I have some things I didn't share today on what I would do, et cetera. So thank you. God bless you, Robert, and let's talk again. I'm not sure I'll have a lot more to say on 2 weeks from now. To close,
you never know.
good to see you, brother.
Yeah, amen, amen. Folks, this is serious business. I and Dr. Rulian are not in the business of sowing fear into people. Instead, I like to sow words of hope and encouragement, and we do that through the Word of God. And as long as you understand what the Word of God has to say about a certain subject or a certain time, such as this, there is no fear, because things can and will go wrong in this world. But if we do not focus on the world but keep our focus on the world to come, then we can walk through the trials and tribulations of this day and age knowing that we have a future. We have a home that was not made by man or by government, but by God. Amen. Now, go down into the show notes. Get in touch with Dr. Rulian. I'm going to put a couple of these links to the videos we are talking about down below in the show notes as well. Check out these videos. Get informed. More importantly, get into your Bible and see what it says about such a time as this. Go down in Dr. Ruling's link and order his book. This book is going to open your eyes to what's happening, and it's going to give you some actionable steps to take if you're a believer. Because, folks, the whole concept is to get you off your faith and onto government. That's the whole point that the government is trying to do, that the New World Order is trying to do, that the devil himself is trying to do, is get you to turn away from your trust in God. Do not do that. Take that stand. You know, we've been talking about persecution happening in all these far-flung nations. Well, we're starting to see it happening in the United States right now. Who'd have ever thought in the United States of America they would shut down the churches? You cannot go to church, but the abortion clinics can stay open. You know, that's just one example. So go down in the show notes, get in touch with Dr. Rulian, check out his website, order his book. You need to get this book. This is so important. You definitely need to do that. And, you know, be sure that you're studying the Word. God's Word is clear. And it's bold. His Word brings light and life. His Word will see you through whatever it is we end up having to face. So go down the show notes, get in touch with Dr. Rulian, check out his websites. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Don't let the devil distract you. Just do it now. Dr. Rulian, thank you again for coming on the program today, man. I look forward to our next conversation.
God bless you, Robert, and your listeners as well. Thank you. You know, if the disciples could have picked any time to be alive, they would have picked now. They wanted it to be now. They said, when will you restore the kingdom? He said, not for you to know the times and seasons. But Paul says, we know the times and seasons. Why? Because he was living in the end time. Read the 1 Thessalonians 5. It's about what's coming in the context of his soon return. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Dr. Rulian and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org.
Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.